looking at the environment in which agriculture is operating and the ag biz. Latest fall in sentiment on the back of a range of factors, including rising input costs, yes, of course, biosecurity concerns, yes, interest rate increases, yes, intensified geopolitical risks, yes, ongoing weakness in municipal service delivery and network industries, yes, lots of reasons to be apprehensive about the outlook for agriculture, but actually, there is a huge opportunity for South African agriculture. As we know, we are the second biggest exporter of citrus in the world after Spain, for example. And we've also got really robust export industries in agriculture. Benny Engelbrecht is the managing director at Safricon. What's your outlook? What do you think of this, Benny, in terms of the outlook for agriculture in South Africa at a time of deep global distress?
Thank you very much, Bruce, for the opportunity, and hello to all the listeners. Yeah, agriculture is going through a difficult time. There is a lot of things that's happening, global warming that's affecting the production worldwide. And yeah, if you talk about citrus and especially macadamias, people are already running into a bit of walls with that the market's getting overstocked. So there is definitely challenges in South Africa in the agricultural sector.
How are we positioned, though, relatively? If we look at it in terms of the globe and the huge distress that the globe is under, if Transnet can pull its finger out, and we know that the coal industry is complaining about the incompetence of the ports and things, and that's leading to a collapse in sales. But if we get our export markets right, surely we can fill a gap in the world where there is a panic about food security and food shortages, at least in the short term. Is there not an opportunity there for us?
I think so. You know what? And I don't want to talk too much about other commodities. My focus is on saffron. Sure. But I think the time is ripe and ready for people. If they do a certain product or produce, that they have to start thinking outside the box. And a lot of times the traditional way of exporting something, that market might be full, but there might be some additional value in the skin of something that you're producing that can open another market for you. So you constantly have to evolve your market and make sure that you can enter new markets and break down new barriers to make sure that whatever you are producing on your farm and that you want to export is cutting edge and can open a new door for you somewhere.
And I can only imagine that the land issue, the ANC has got another policy conference happening, and it's the Julius Caesar policy conference where the knives are going to be out for Cyril Ramaphosa, who is not popular amongst a significant faction of the ANC. And they're going to nail him, no doubt, on property and land reform, because that has not been delivered upon since the 2017 conference, not certainly in the way that many at that conference would have envisaged land redistribution without compensation to have been acted upon. It hasn't in that version, because there's been a very careful and considered long-term perspective taken on land. But, you know, things are going to get noisy on that front as well, no doubt.
You see, once again, and that's a good connecting point about the saffron. Everybody wants their own piece of land in South Africa because they want to become self-sustaining and better their lives, and make sure that they can live forward and live upward and supply to their families. The great thing about saffron is that a quarter of a hectare can be an economic unit. You don't need traditionally in South Africa, when you talk about an economic unit, it starts at about 150 to 200 hectares. Economic unit in saffron can be a quarter of a hectare. Just something I would say funny. They say an economic unit is directly linked to the taste of your wife. So what means nothing to nobody means the world to somebody else. And that's a great thing about saffron is that it there's a lot more quarter of a hectare in South Africa than 150 hectares plus in South Africa.
But only if you're producing, if you're not using it for subsistence farming, if you're going to dedicate that quarter of a hectare or that hectare to a crop like saffron, for example, there is a huge opportunity, no doubt, in that. Benny Engelbrecht, the Managing Director at Safricon, from Huntum Karoo. Where's Huntum Karoo? I know it's in the Karoo. That's not an explanation. Huntum Karoo. Is that a region? It's not a town, is it?